Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Coach Collins, the Northwestern Wildcat men's basketball coach. And we just, on behalf of everybody in town, congratulated him.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's what all these guys work for. I mean, it's the dream. You want to be involved in March Madness and the NCAA tournament, and to see the joy on all of the players' faces and coaches and the family and friends yesterday, it makes it all worth it. These guys have had a great year. They've been fantastic and earned the right to be there. And, you know, obviously now we get to work and we head out to California and get ourselves ready to compete on Thursday.
What do you make of being a 7 seed? Is that right to you? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're there, you know, I think the seeds now, I think you've seen the last couple, as long as if you're not going to be a 1 or 2 seed, I think everything after that is all about matchups and how you're playing and being ready to go, you know, when it's time to play. I think you're seeing the parity in college basketball, you know, as such, where, you know, it's about being ready on that day and playing at your best. And, you know, I wasn't a bracketologist, so I'm not one of these guys who dives into the numbers that much. So, you know, just to see Northwestern come up and have the opportunity to play on Thursday against a good Boise State team, I was happy with that.
Dave, I've been following Boise State all year, as you know.
Yeah, I know that, John. You're a big Broncos fan. Yeah.
Are they the Broncos?
They are the Broncos, yeah.
But and I hear they can shoot. I hear they can score. Dave, what do you know?
Well, it sounds, Coach, like they're kind of like you guys. I mean, they're a very good defensive team with some senior guards in their lineup. I don't know if it's a mirror image of you, but do you see some similarities? And I know you just really started to dive into it last night.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can imagine, you know, once the euphoria kind of wears off of getting to the tournament, you know, you dive right into work. And, you know, I had all their games on my computer. Our video guy did a great job. You know, I was ready to roll. I really dove in for a long time last night and spent a lot of time trying to watch them and study up and get a feel for who they are. Very well coached team, very balanced team. They have all five starters averaging double figures. You know, so they're very balanced. They can shoot the ball. They're a top 20 team defensively, veteran team, number of older guys who have been around and won a lot of games. So it's going to be a tough matchup, no question about it. But, I mean, what else do you expect when you get to the NCAA tournament? You know, it's hard to get there. So everybody there is really good. So we're going to have to be at our best. We're going to have to play to our strengths. We're going to have to guard. We're going to have to hopefully make some shots. You know, we've had our struggles a little bit offensively the last few games. So hopefully we can get ourselves going offensively and keep the defense up and give ourselves a chance to compete on Thursday.
One of the keys that everybody always cites in the NCAA tournament is having veteran guards being a big advantage for you. And that's an area, you're right there, right? You got two seniors starting in your backcourt who've played a ton for you. So, I mean, a lot always goes on Chase and Boo, but even more in this situation, right?
Yeah, I just think when you get to postseason and really all year, but in college basketball in particular, you know, elite guard play, you know, gives you a chance. And that's what we've had. I mean, people ask what's been the formula, you know, for you guys to win this year. And obviously our defense has been our calling card and how connected our group's been, but also to play on the backs of our two guards, two seniors who've been 4-year starters. They both had all conference years in the Big Ten. And now more than ever, that's where you lead on your leaders and your key guys to kind of lead the way. And I know they're excited, you know, for this opportunity and raring to go on Thursday. So there's no question we're going to need them to play at their best for us to be able to advance.
Coach, can you talk about the momentum the team has or doesn't have? I think we all wish that they had won a few more games down the stretch. But then again, I thought, well, look at how tough the Big Ten was this year. Penn State almost beat Purdue. So yeah. maybe the fact that you guys didn't win your last 6 games just says something about the conference and less about how ready the team is in the tournament.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we lost 3 of our last 4 in the regular season, had a tough loss to Penn State the first game of the Big Ten tournament. But I think if you look at kind of who we played and how we played, you know, we were in every game. You know, most of those games came down to the last shot, you know, where maybe we missed a shot, they made a shot. I know three or four of those were of that, you know, those type of games. So, you know, we felt like we were still playing pretty well. I think it just shows how tough it is playing in the Big Ten. You can play well and still lose. So I think we're still confident. You know, we were disappointed about losing Friday night in the United Center. We were excited about the opportunity to play at home and be a two seed in that tournament. But Penn State showed kind of who they are, getting all the way to the championship game, and we came up one shot short. So we were able to get home, get a little rest. Our guys remain in great spirits. I think the confidence is still there. And, you know, I think our guys are looking forward to getting out west and getting to work and seeing what we can do on Thursday night.
Coach, were you kind of surprised when the brackets came out and Rutgers wasn't in there?
I was, you know, just having played them twice this year and their veteran play. And, you know, I thought the win kind of that they got against Michigan in the first, you know, first game in the tournament was going to kind of seal their fate from being in. But, you know, it's a hard, I know from the committee standpoint, you know, it's tough trying to figure out 68 teams and there's a lot of people at the end there worthy to get in. I just, knowing what I know, having played them twice and how well coached they are and how they defend and having older guys, you know, I definitely thought they were worthy of being in.
Okay, Coach, we know you've got a busy day. I don't know if that sounds a little like drudgery. Like, are you literally watching 30 games on tape and trying to figure out where the holes are?
I don't know about 30. I don't know about 30, but I'm trying to get as much information as I can. You know, you had a chance last night. I spent a lot of time watching film last night and getting a better feel for these guys. You know, we'll meet shortly with our staff and start kind of putting a game plan together, have a practice here at home. We'll head out to California tomorrow and, you know, get a couple of days to get ourselves ready out there. And, you know, I'm confident by the time we tip it up on Thursday night, we'll be ready. We'll have a game plan and we'll be ready to go.
John, that's not drudgery for Chris, by the way. I mean, I've never seen the guy not watching a game, whether or not he's getting ready to coach a game or not.
Well, Dave and I are always in the health club, and I usually got the game on in the background. So we're on the treadmills. We're getting the nervous energy out on the road. So I'm looking forward to doing that again in Sacramento.
Yeah, there you go.
Great weekend for the kids. Great weekend for the program. We're anxious for Thursday night. Have fun out there, Coach, and get it going.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.